Service stopped in November so the 65-foot ferry could get its 5-year maintenance and Coast Guard inspection in Baltimore. It was scheduled to get back to work in April, but when the Coast Guard returned it, DelDOT, which operates the ferry, said more maintenance work was needed and it would remain out of service until this summer. Last week, DelDOT officials explained the holdup, saying when the ferry returned from Baltimore, its brand new engine was flooded with salt water. In a statement, DelDOT maintains, quote, "The contractor is liable and it is working with the insurance adjuster to determine a path forward for the repairs." But State Representative Tim Duke says his constituents are frustrated.
Several people put, why don't you just build a bridge? And that's a great idea. The problem is on the Seaford side, you have a historic building. So the bridge would have to start really at the base of the Nanticoke. And the bridge would have to go up high. And so to get off the bridge, you would have to go almost a quarter of a mile on the Laurel side.
Duke says the price tag to build a bridge would be $80 million, and right now the focus is on getting the ferry back in service. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.